What's in the news? That has been a question that's being asked time and time again, especially since our recent presidential election and accusations flying back and forth and whether reporters are going to be allowed into certain press briefings or not. The issue of what makes up the news and who makes up the news has become very, very important. So we thought we'd invite back into our studios here somebody we've had a delightful time with before and is the source of news in our city of Detroit here with a website called Look Up Detroit, and that is Father Richard Dalton. Father Dalton, thank you so much for being with us.
It's good to be here. Love to be here.
Oh, it's so good to have you back again in the ranch here. Let's talk a little bit about the site itself, Look Up Detroit. When did you create the site?
I will say I did it with Al Gore back in 52.
So you probably invented the internet as well, right?
Oh, exactly. Okay. It's been a while. You know, it's a bit more of a vision than execution, you know, but we keep on putting the building blocks in there that I hope will work to enhance communication and compassion throughout the metro area. And our focus is very much on the metro area, but That's a big footprint.
Oh, huge!
You know, already. So
yeah. So this started how long ago? Put that footprint down.
No, I'm an old guy. The memory's going, but I don't know.
It was at least.
I mean, we talked about it really when the whole blogging thing started.
Okay.
You know, and
mid-2000s then.
Yeah, about 2000.
Yeah. Okay.
And it started very simply and really more as a link site, you know, so people could get to various things around the city. And it was a one pager, and it was done on PageMaker or something, you know, something
very simple
back then. And it was just a very lame execution. But for the time,
I don't think it was lame for the time.
For the time, it was good. But I mean, have you noticed there's a lot of changes in the whole digital world? Has anybody seen anything?
I've seen a few.
Cal will be an answer.
Well, I don't know. Who is? I just wanted to know, so I went to Who Is, and it appears that lookupdetroit.com was registered in 2004, July.
Okay, 2004. Okay,
you're right. That's about good. The time that you were at the very beginning of the blogging boom, mm-hmm. when the first time it came around.
Yes.
And then it kind of stilled down.
Well, somebody called me, and they were very excited about what I had done, but they kind of dragged me into this. Hey, you should really be doing a multiple page site. That was like a revelation right there. And I mean, it's just,
why?
You know,
right?
Then it moved from a Joomla site to a WordPress site.
That's right,
a lame guy like me could do more with it. And although I'm no WordPress expert, I do enjoy, you know, the ability to do things myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know? I love that the site, as you said, grew out of a desire to tell stories that weren't being told. Am I right? Stories around Detroit and stories with good news in them.
Yeah, we're not looking to compete with the Free Press or the news. I mean, those are great sites. And the nice thing that we have is the ability, we're not, you know, it's a nonprofit effort. We have links to the Free Press and to the news and to all these other WJR. And we have a media page and a page for nonprofits and things like this. So those links are good. And I'm not looking to repeat there. This week we just had a nice little thing on Dutton Farm.
Yes, I saw. It was wonderful.
Works with handicapped kids and adults, and they just sent something to us. Well, those kind of stories, those good news stories, throughout, you know, Macomb and Oakland and Wayne County, city and suburbs. That's a key thing for me too, to connect the city and suburbs. Now, I'm an Anglican priest, and so Jesus kind of put us in this, what I would call the good news business.
I like it. Yeah. Definitely good news.
And so, you know, we're trying to put out some good news and be able to include the stories of what some of the ministries are doing, churches are doing, what the Lions Club's doing.
Yep.
You know, we live in Rochester. We see what the Lions Club's doing all the time with the Leader Dogs.
Right, Leader Dogs.
But people aren't telling their stories. And the local media tends to be, you know, if it bleeds, it leads.
Yeah, yeah.
And thank God for Mitch Albom, who highlights these, some of these wonderful things.
Yes, yes.
But there isn't enough space to share the wonderful things.
Yeah. He is an excellent example of that, both of somebody who is a wonderful storyteller and a disciplined news person, in the sense mm-hmm. that he's done interviews, you know, just thousands of interviews. And I love the fact that he uses that skill that he has to tell those stories. And that really is it, to find stories that people can tell in the area.
And I'm neither disciplined or I'm kind of ADD, and I'm not a writer. So I'm really looking for more input from the community, and people have to start, I think organizations need to start telling their own stories. And this is where the fake news, I think we do need to discuss, you know, some of these things that right now we've got, you know, people are just very selfie oriented and if you can find something on Facebook and it doesn't necessarily ring true. But again, this, rabbi from Jerusalem, Israel that I'm following, you know, the scriptures talk about witnesses, you mm-hmm. know, let everything be established. Well, you don't get to witness what, you know, it's wonderful to have news, you know, from all over the world,
right.
But what's the neighborhood? What's those things you can go and make a difference and go mm-hmm. see this mm-hmm. performer or go, you know, do this volunteer work? This is the kind of stuff. You know, and sometimes people, I hate to say it to the internet people, but internet advisor people, but sometimes you probably have to put aside your tablet, maybe call your aging aunt. You know, I'm also a hospice chaplain in sure. the area, and I see that, you know, we need to also make these real connections.
Yep. Yep.
And Facebook friends aren't always your very best friends, are they?
No, so, no. Do you have, I'm just curious, do you have stringers? You know, they use the term stringer as somebody who regularly writes for news outlets, you know, people who are stringers for the AP or Detroit News or things like that. Do you have people who regularly write for you like that?
You know, I'm a kind of a one-man band at this point, I do want, like, we have wonderful bloggers, and there's a lot of power in a shared platform mm-hmm. versus every blogger doing their own thing. Well, do your own thing, but also, you know, I've got a great way, an artist, a local artist, a local venue, the Lions Club, the mm-hmm. Rotary, I've got a great way. They can also take that same information, you know, or something they're printing in their their newsletter that they're doing and put it on Lookup Detroit. They got to give me a picture and they've got to give me an article and put in your website. And we've recently made it simple to do.
Yeah, I want you to talk about that because it's kind of interesting. You wonder where you get your stories from. You have created a way for people pretty simply to contribute articles and images. Talk about that.
I can't really tell you what a breakthrough this is for me because I just don't have a lot of time.
Sure.
You know, and this has been kind of a, you know, block by block, you know, effort over the years of adding this to the site, adding that to the site, sometimes just because the technology is advanced. But I now have a way, and it's guest posting, basically.
Yep.
And so I don't have to actually give people direct access to the site as a WordPress user. And when somebody becomes a great contributor, I would certainly invite them to do that.
Sure.
But individually, I can send out a link. I just get their email. Talk to them. I want to talk to neighbors. I don't want to just randomly. I think this is where the curation is a problem with Facebook and Twitter. Mm. You know, it comes from nowhere. They don't know who these people
the
are. The news from nowhere. And the news that really you can't do anything about and it's not going to be of any benefit to you.
Let's take a pause for just a minute. When we come back, I want to talk about that because it's almost like, you know, we talked about Ed and I as we were driving in today, we were talking about autonomous vehicles. Mm-hmm. This is almost like an autonomous news site. You got to hear how this thing works. It's absolutely fascinating, but curation, as you said, is a key point, and we're going to talk about what that word means. Coming back in just a minute as we talk about Lookup Detroit. We're delighted to have with us in studio Father Richard Dalton, who was an Anglican priest, and in 2004 developed a website called Lookup Detroit. Its object is to bring news, good news, but neighborhood news as well, from the different counties around our metropolitan area here in Detroit. And we've been talking about a way that he has come up with now to get more people involved in contributing that kind of news. And this is also happening in the context of talking about the whole issue of fake news. So how do you get real news and make sure that it's not fake news, Father?
Well, I think it's relational, you know, and neighbor to neighbor. And I think to actually get news from an organization that you know their address, you know what they're doing, you can go see them. And this is where the neighborhood thing comes in. And I think it's very hard to figure out exactly what's right in terms of national news or international news.
Definitely.
Statistics can be like played with, can't they?
Sure. You know, liars figure and figures lie.
You know, and so you hear these statistics and it's just like, no, I don't believe that. And and it can be tilted so easily. And then also, I think sometimes there's even like a little bit of an agenda among some.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it can happen.
A little bit,
you know, it can happen.
A lot of bit of agenda. Cal, you were going to say something?
So are we saying that if you don't have brick and mortar location to where you're established at, you can't be true news?
Well, I think you need credibility, right? And maybe that is what the father was saying, was that it's really about establishing that credibility, people you know.
I'm saying for what I'm doing in terms of Look Up Detroit, I definitely want some kind of relationship. I want to know who these people are. There's artists. Detroit's not really fantastic. Metro Detroit, and this is not just for Detroit, it's for Metro Detroit. We're not the best community to give a platform to local artists. They love to have platforms. If they need to tell their stories, here's where I'm going to be. Here's where I'm going to be playing. Mm-hmm. You know, some hobbyist, here's the craft show coming up. Here's a local church that has a mission that's going down and being a blessing to the Detroit area or to, you know, El Salvador. I mean, you know, there's hundreds of these stories. And you don't need to go to a website, including Look Up Detroit, for these stories. But now, because these individual posts, they have feet of their own. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you take a post at Look Up Detroit, you can send it out Facebook, Twitter. There's a little link on the bottom where you can print it out, hard copy, email it. We need to have this kind of thing. And then you have your own distribution system to your own neighbors, to your own friends.
Right.
So it's totally changed. We used to think, well, you just go to this website and you're going to find everything. No.
13 years you've been doing this.
I've been trying to do it.
Yeah. And you use a WordPress site. And so you found this plugin that goes into WordPress. The WordPress that allows you to do some extra things like allow guests to post, right?
Yes, the guest posting thing was a key thing for me because I just don't. And again, it's a time thing. And then I look it over and
I've
invited these people already to do it because I've already talked to them on the phone. And I mean, this has started very recently where I've had this. This where it would automatically then send them out the link and send them and follow up and do some of these things. And
So once you establish that credibility, then you can allow them to use that.
Right. And I would still look over and if it's just not written correctly or it's bad English or whatever, hey, I'd send it back.
So let me see if I'm understanding this right. In addition to saving souls and doing all the other things that an Anglican priest does, you also have time to vet all these people to make sure that what you're putting on the website is okay?
Well, I don't think it's a one-man job at all. I think it's going to have to go beyond. I think we're going to have people in Birmingham and people in Warren and people in east side of Detroit, west side of Detroit, people in Midtown, that we kind of link together and, you know, have a heart for the community.
That's really
for
the key.
Sharing good news. It's not, you know, you're exactly right, Calvin. I'm it doesn't work for me to do it.
Your platter would be kind of full.
It would be kind of full, yeah. And I,
well, what's need amazing?
To, I need to save 3 souls a week. I mean, so that's a hard one.
That's your quota? Yeah.
Especially if it happens
that's
to be me.
That's my quota. That takes a lot more effort.
So it's basically, in addition to be able to broadcast good news and a place for people to be able to post good news and that sort of thing, you also have to create basically a network of people who are actually the ones who are going to validate this, not validate, but assure that this good news that we're getting is, in fact, what it is.
And we have these niches. We have people that are expert in business. We have people that are expert in the culture. We have, you know, so in these various categories of what makes up, you know, a community, you know, and areas of interest to a community, they're all on that. I mean, most of them are on the Look Up Detroit site. At one time I had sports on there too, and those things can go in there, but it's not a separate category because my athletic background and ability was just having athlete's foot. That was the limit. Yeah. So, you know,
at least
I just,
your foot
I couldn't,
was athletic.
But I'd love to have more, you know, local sports and, you know, but it's the back end. It's not, hey, here's what happened yesterday or, right. You know, it's, we're not competing with the local news sources, even like a WJR or a Free Press or a News. So, but that we've had disappearance of a lot of these community newspapers.
Yes.
And that's tragic. And you were just talking about some of the efforts for doing community news on the web and how that's been, failed.
Oh, yeah. And The Patch is one that's a community source for news.
That was the vision, but they only spent, you know, they didn't have a lot of resources. They only spent like $400 million on that effort.
Dear.
You know, it was an AOL thing, I think. They had bought it, and they put a huge amount of money in it. You know, and I've put $650 into this one.
So $650.
No, it's really. I mean, it's. I need some help.
It depends. Well, it depends on the goodwill of people around the Detroit area. People listening right now in different areas of Detroit to plug into Look Up Detroit. By the way, now what is the link that people can get to? Well, because I'll be printing this in our show notes. But
well, you know,
how do
they
people get in touch with it?
They just need to get hold of me.
Okay.
Sadly, I'm the guy that, you know, I'm the middleman. And it's just richard@lookupdetroit.com.
Okay, Richard.
And they can get a hold of me. I'd love to talk to them. And, you know, you find the phone number, you know, it'd be just the 248-656-4864. They could call me there.
Okay. Well,
I have, you know, a connection with Tech Town in Detroit.
Okay.
And live in Rochester.
Excellent.
But it just is interesting. It's the wild, wild west in terms of the media today, isn't it?
I mean, absolutely. Just, you know, I think of podcasts that are out there. We're part of Podcast Detroit Network, and there's a wild and a wide group of people who were involved, all sorts of different kind of sources there. People are anxious to kind of tell their own story. So I can't imagine. I mean, I think in some ways you've stuck around long enough that it's come back around.
I'm hoping. And what? How neat to put the videos on there now, you know, and how neat to have the podcasts on there. I was talking to a guy, a young man, you know, concerned about some issues, and he was a Taiwan, and we did a Skype call, and I put on another website that I have, I'm just developing a little personal website, and I put a podcast on there, and he was able to listen to it, and I can pass it on to others. We need to, you know, we need to get these things shared.
I love the mixing of the media that's going in there, Cal.
Is there a link on the website where, you know, you just said how you wanted people to contact you? Is there a link on the website where we click and we get your email address to send stuff directly to you so we can
We'll make sure
that's
in the show notes as well.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
To send me a note that, hey, well, I'm interested in this. Here's my phone number, and I will call them.
But I want to step back to something.
But is there a link? Yes, I think there is under some corner. I don't have internet here. I have my iPad.
Oh, we didn't make sure that you were hooked up there. But
please feel free to
grab his internet there. Yeah. There was a site, though, that you talked about that people will eventually be able to send material to.
Yeah, but again, that comes. But that comes from them, you know, talking, and then I'll, yeah, I just
right.
need
you make
their
the contact after you make
and know
the contact.
Who they are, and okay. then I'd love to make
I got
that connection.
You. Okay,
yeah.
Then it's set up so that they can automatically.
Right,
and send their information.
And then a little reminder will come to them on a monthly basis, you know, and, you know, that say, hey, you know, and so they don't have to publish anything, but they can.
In essence, when you establish your own stringers, then you can they can automatically publish this out there.
That's the vision.